You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is this you're playing for me here?
Well, it's a little Halloween themed bed. Since we're going to be talking about Halloween. I got to bust some of these out, you know? I only got a couple more days to play them.
Right. Well, let's get right into it then. This is from Sophia. And she wrote to say, Dom and Jeremy, it's hard coming up with a good Halloween costume. And I finally found a good one. I'm going as a sexy nurse.
Oh, it's original.
It's really cute and has great props that go with it. Let me interject here.
A stethoscope?
What do you think?
It's a sexy stethoscope.
Tongue depressor?
It's a sexy tongue depressor. Props?
It's really cute and has great props that go with it.
Okay.
She says, but I put it on to show my mom when she was over visiting.
Whoop.
And she told me I looked like a skank. The funny thing is, I've never heard her use that word before. I told her it was sexy, not skanky, and there's a difference. She disagreed. Do you think you could use your show to address the differences between the two so that mothers and daughters can get along? Thank you for all you do. I really do love my boys in the morning. Well, thank you, Sophia. We appreciate that. Mom says that it's skanky, and Sophia says, no, that is sexy, not skanky. So I put it to you, Mr. Jeremy
Pidge.
I don't
know.
What's the diff?
What is the difference?
There has to be a difference, so please explain the difference.
Sexy has to be, it's got to be kind of tasteful somehow. Whereas skanky, I think, is involving your actions when you are wearing said sexy costume. So that's when the skankiness occurs.
So if you're just standing still wearing it,
sexy,
you can't be skanky.
Correct.
There has to be activity.
Activity involves the skankiness, you know, if you're like bending over, being naughty somehow, or sticking your tongue out, or, you know, that's when the skanky occurs, I think. Right?
Not in this case, because I'm sure she wasn't bending over and sticking her tongue out at her mother, and her mother says that you are a skank when you put that on.
Right. Well, then I guess, yeah, her mom was confused then as to what the difference is.
So for me, and this is just me, and the phones are wide open already on this, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Who amongst all of our listeners can put into words the difference between sexy and skanky? Who can do that? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And perhaps you're listening to this and you're going, well, I've never actually tried to figure
it out. I know. I've never thought about this either. Yeah.
And put it into language for us.
Puzzle it out.
For me, and this is just me personally speaking, I think it has more to do with what something suggests more than what something shows.
Okay. So it's the suggestive would be the movement, right?
No, it can just be the look, but to me, it... To me, to be sexy, you have to leave something to the imagination of the perceiver.
Sure.
If you just reveal everything, I think that is where you start encroaching upon skank, which I guess should be for both men and women. So I guess a guy can be skanky, too. I think the more you make someone... imagine something, the more you get into the sexy realm versus the I'm just going to expose all of my goods.
Sure. Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay. Yeah, exposing everything.
Call's already coming in. Do you want to take one or two before we go
to break? I do. Let's turn on the phones here. Here we go.
Let's at least take one or two before we go to break, and then we'll take some more. Hi, Emily. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So Sophia's mom said she looks skanky, but Sophia says she's sexy. So we're asking you, Emily, to define the difference.
Yeah, so I would say skanky is trashy sexy. So, like, I think fishnets with holes in them. So, like, trashy sexy.
Yeah, you kind of look... Like, I looked it up online, and skanky is, like, low or sleazy, being filthy.
Yeah, but so, we're using another adjective to describe
what's yeah, but that's it's what it encompasses what skanky is. So you know skanky when you see it. So I know I get the teared fishnets and maybe, you know, taking the tongue depressor and spanking herself with it or whatever. That's kind of sleazy. That's kind of skanky.
Streetwalkers.
But a streetwalker can look very
Together.
Well put together.
Well, but they,
It's inherently skanky.
They're not walking the streets in a pantsuit.
Well, no, but they don't necessarily have to be displaying all the goods either.
Well, you kind of do.
Let me ask you something, Emily. In Pretty Woman, was Julia Roberts sexy or skanky?
Skanky, for sure.
In the beginning, she was skanky.
I'm glad you called us. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this. Hello, Gene. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you today?
Good, Gene.
You sound like just the person to define the difference.
You've got that voice, Gene.
So what is it?
Okay, you may not agree, but if it's your daughter, it's skanky. If somebody else's daughter, it's probably sexy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. Because it's family.
Because the mom is saying it's skanky. You know, it might be kind of cute or sexy on somebody else's daughter, but in this case, that's probably where she's coming
from. Yeah, it's family. She wants her to look, she's looking out for her daughter, basically. Exactly.
So there's a protective element to this, is what you're saying.
Definitely.
Gene, thank you for being on the show. I hope you have a great day. Okay?
Thank you, Gene.
You too.
For your expert opinion.
I'm sure that I need a little bit more clarification. This note from Sophia says that she got into it with her mother. Over Sophia's Halloween costume. It's a sexy nurse, and Sophia says it's very sexy, and her mom says it's skanky. And Sophia's like, we need a ruling from the judges here, from the boys in the morning. I think I speak for all the boys on the morning show when I say we would have to see a picture of this costume.
Yeah, we're going to have to dig a little deeper, I think,
before we can make a complete and utter ruling on this.
Yes.
What are people on Facebook saying?
I'll give you three that came in on the FB. The first one is from Pervert Roger. He says, sexy as Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. Skanky, sorry, Jer, Megan Fox on the red carpet in that see-through dress about a month ago. And then he said, although I like both looks. That's Roger. Okay. Laura says, when you dress sexy, it looks like you could sleep with any man that you want. When you dress skanky, it looks like you have slept with every man.
Now that's funny.
And then Courtney wrote in and said, it's the rule of three B's. You got your butts, your boobs, and your belly. Sexy is showing a little of one of the three B's. Skanky is two or more of the three B's.
Wow. See, now we're getting into some definitions.
That's a good one. So two or more of the butts, boobs, or belly is skanky.
That's great.
Thank you, Courtney.
Catherine says, I'm with Dom in that sexy is suggestive, while skanky is exhibitionist. Sexy involves your mind, while skanky involves your glands.
Skanky glands.
And then Kaylee says, I had the same argument with my husband two Halloweens ago when he said my sexy professor costume was skanky. We never did settle on the difference, but I wasn't going to let him censor my outfit. He was mad all night, but I laughed the whole time. And then here's what she says. She goes, it's only skanky if you use it to do something you shouldn't. If it's just to dress up, it's not skanky.
If you do something, you're not like carjack. So,
can you describe, sir, the person who stole your car?
Very skanky.
Skank.
Shoplifting? I mean, I don't
Kaylee, got to work on that definition.
Yeah.